Normal rats can already be a little tough to love. Poisonous rats? Well, that sounds like some kind of made-up nightmare species. But as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, this strange East African rodent is real. And it turns out, surprisingly affectionate.
The African crested rat looks more like a skunk than a city rat. Sarah Weinstein is a researcher with the Smithsonian Institution and the University of Utah. She's trapped these creatures in Kenya, where they live in forests.
They're actually about the size of a small skunk, so about 2 pounds. And a lot of that is fluff. They're pretty fuzzy.
She says, like a skunk, they have black and white stripes that serve as a warning. People living near these animals know to stay away. The rats have a reputation for being bad news.
If the dog tried to attack them, the dogs would get sick and die. So that information has been sort of circulating around for a very long time.
About a decade ago, researchers trapped one of these rats. They had a hunch about what made these rats so fearsome. They suspected a rat might apply poison to its own fur. They offered the rat a branch from a local tree known as the poison arrow tree. This plant contains a toxin that's so potent, putting it on an arrow can be deadly for an elephant. The rat chewed up the bark, mixing up plant material with its saliva. It then applied this foul mixture to a row of hairs along its side. Weinstein says these distinctive hairs look really weird.
They're sort of thicker than a normal hair by quite a bit, and they've got this really interesting honeycomb structure to them.
The hairs act like a sponge that absorbs the poison. Now, this unusual behavior had only been seen in one rat, so Weinstein and her colleagues wanted to confirm that others did it too. They also wanted to watch the rats for a while afterward to see if their behavior and health was really unaffected by this poison, which seemed amazing.
If I was to go out there and start chewing on this tree, I would get incredibly sick and probably die.
The research team eventually managed to trap 25 rats. In the Journal of Mammalogy, they say about half of them chewed on the tree branches and applied poison to their fur.
Every once in a while they did it, but not always.
And they remained perfectly active and healthy. The researchers also learned something else. They'd assumed these rats lived solitary lives. Then they happened to trap a male and a female rat living in the same area. And when their cages were next to each other,
they started making these really interesting purring vocalizations that we'd never heard before.
Put in the same enclosure together, these rats started to groom each other and snuggle.
Which totally changed how we're thinking about these animals and their behavior.
Now researchers believe the creatures may live in loving pairs. What's more, their young may stay with them for a long time. The new findings have thrilled Adam Ferguson. He's a mammal expert at the Field Museum in Chicago, who says he's obsessed with these rats.
Basically, it's the only known mammal to date, at least that we know of, that co-opts toxins from a plant to make itself venomous.
He and some colleagues are now working to sequence the entire genome of these rodents to try to understand what it is about their biological makeup that lets them casually gnaw on such a super toxic plant. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.